From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold Cigarettes present The Comedy Theater. The only radio program that brings you every week the greatest stars in the greatest comedies. Tonight's play is June Moon, starring Jack Carson and Frank McHugh. And here is the director of the Old Gold Comedy Theater, Mr. Harold Lloyd.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our play tonight is the celebrated stage success, June Moon. We are very fortunate to be able to secure the services of two such well-known stars as Jack Carson and Frank McHugh. Those of you who have been watching Jack's rise, and particularly those who are currently seeing the Warner Brothers picture, Roughly Speaking, and are familiar with his Campbell's Soup program, know all about Jack. And as for Frank McHugh, well, his stellar work in picture after picture has made him universally known. So, ladies and gentlemen, may I present our stars, Jack Carson and Frank McHugh. Every year, thousands of young hopefuls pack their valises and head for New York. From Keokuk to Kalamazoo, from Topeka to Tarzana, come youngsters eager to set the big town on fire. Take our hero, Fred Lane. His ambition is to be a big-time lyric writer. With a song in his heart, Freddie is aboard the Gotham Express heading for Tin Pan Alley. In the opposite seat from him is a charming young lady. Any minute now, Fred can be expected to drum up a conversation.
New Haven! New Haven!
Would you care for a cigarette, miss?
Why, yes. Thank you.
That's all right. I guess I should introduce myself. Here's my card.
Fred Lane, lyric writer.
Uh-huh. Say, what's your name?
Edna Baker.
Baker? Well, it's nice to meet you, Miss Baker.
Likewise, I'm sure. By the way, what is a lyric writer, Mr. Lane?
Well, you know, the guy that writes the words for songs. Like, Mercy Dose and Dozy Dose, a little lamb, she... Of course, I don't sing it so good, but anybody can sing them, but writing them, that's what takes the talent. Only one guy in a million has it. Take the lyric I wrote the other day. It's a natural. It can't miss.
Really? What's it called?
Well, I've only got a tentative title so far. I call it, When You Were 8 and I Was 9 and We Were 17.
I see. How does the music go?
Oh, I don't write the music. I leave that to Johnny Michaels. He's the fellow I'm going to see in New York. You know, Johnny's the chap that wrote, Don't lift the jukebox, mother. You know you can't carry a tune.
You?
Yeah, I've got a letter to him right in my pocket here from Carl Hoff, the famous orchestra leader.
Oh, how wonderful. Do you know him, too?
Oh, sure. I went backstage when he played a one-nighter in Salem, Massachusetts. Carl took one look at my lyrics and he said, Brother, you better get to New York. And he gave me this letter. It said Johnny Michaels was looking for a talented young lyric writer.
And then what did you do?
Well, I went right down to the Girdle factory and I told the boss this was my big chance. He didn't want to stand in my way. Still... He didn't know how the two-way stretch department would get along without me.
Two-way stretch department?
Yeah. I work with another fellow as a team. You see, while he stretches east to west, I stretch north to south.
Don't say.
Yeah, but don't tell anybody on the train there's a girdle shortage, and you know how those things spread.
Something tells me you'll do all right in New York.
Oh, sure. Good lyric writers don't grow on every tree. Why, it's certainly dark out, isn't it? Nothing but a big, round moon.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
That's right. It's a June moon.
June moon? This is May.
Oh, it doesn't matter. June and moon go together. They rhyme, see?
That'd be a catchy title, June Moon. For a song, I mean.
It's not bad. Let's see. Spoon, croon, soon, goon. I think I got something there. June Moon.
Oh, I know it'll be a great hit.
Well, if it is, I'll owe it all to you. You were my inspiration. Listen, Edna, how would you like to have something to eat when we get to New York?
Oh, I'd love to.
Do you know any place where we could go for a bite?
We might go to the Little Venice.
Little Venice? Is it expensive?
Oh, no. The last time I went, there were just two of us, and we had hot roast beef sandwiches and pie and coffee, and it only came to $1.20.
Well, swell. I guess we can each afford 60 cents.
I suppose we can manage.
I'll pay the tip. Don't you worry about that.
Last stop, New York. New York, last stop.
Johnny Michaels, here I come.
Do not lift the jukebox, Mother. You know you cannot carry a tune. Do not lift the jukebox, Mother. You'll be 97 soon. Ah, it's great, isn't it, Lucille?
Yeah, Johnny, it was great 7 years ago.
Okay, I'll admit sales are beginning to drop off a little.
Drop off a little? If they drop off any more, they'll have to wear a belt and suspenders.
Have a heart, Lucille. I got a new lyric writer coming in. A Massachusetts kid. That stuff is always great. One codfish ball.
Codfish ball. I like one. I haven't had a decent meal in months.
Maybe that's him now. Oh, it's you, Eileen. It's your sister, Lucille.
Oh, hello, Eileen.
I'm glad you're here, Eileen. I got a live wire kid coming up here tonight. Carl Hoff says he's the hottest lyric writer since Irving Berlin hit the street. Carl found him working in a girdle factory.
Yeah, well, I hope he shows up with some girdles. The one I'm wearing now has been retreaded 3 times.
That's him now. Wait till you hear this kid's lyrics. They'll kill you.
Oh, fine. That's the way we love to spend Saturday night, listening to some young punk tear out his tonsils.
How do you do? My name is Lane.
Come on in, Mr. Lane. I'm Johnny Michaels. We've been waiting for you. Allow me to introduce you. This is my wife, Lucille, and this is my sister-in-law, Eileen Page.
Well, I'm mighty glad to meet you, Mrs. Michaels, and it's really a pleasure to greet you, Miss Page.
Carl tells me you're a great lyric writer, Mr. Lane. Have you brought your stuff with you?
Oh, sure, Mr. Michaels.
Okay, time's a-wasting. Let's hear it.
Well, this one I call the Greyhound Bus Song. Bow, wow, wow, went the Greyhound. Bump, 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 went the wheel. Honk, 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 went the horn. When I saw her, I knew it was real.
Hey, wait a minute, bam, kid. Bam. That's a trolley song.
Well, Carl Hoff said that's the stuff I could do, stuff like the trolley song.
Yeah, but he said stuff like it. He didn't say to write it all over again.
Oh, you didn't like that one, huh? Okay, I'll give you another idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
I call this one June Moon.
June Moon, huh? Say, that's not a bad title. How's it go?
Well, I haven't got any music for it yet, but here are the words. June Moon shining above. Will my true love come soon?
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I can get a melody for that. Here, try it to this tune. See if it fits.
Okay. June moon shining above. Will my true love come soon?
Say, that's okay. I think we got something there.
You like it? You didn't let me finish it.
I think you got this stuff, kid.
Really? How about you, Miss Eileen?
Not bad.
With ideas like that, we'll be right on top in no time.
You really mean it, Johnny?
Do I? I can see it right now on every music stand in the country. June Moon! Why, we'll be one of the greatest teams in the history of the music business. Rodgers and Hart, the Silver Brown and Henderson move over. Here come Michaels and Lane with a hit of the century. June Moon!
And, Bob Williams, aren't there times when a fella feels awfully cheap?
True enough, Harold. Like when a guy spots a bill collector coming to his house. He turns off the radio, ducks out of sight, and refuses to answer the doorbell. Everything is quiet as a mouse. And then Junior suddenly yells, "Daddy, why are you hiding in the closet?" Well, now, Pop needn't hang on a clothes hook. All he's got to do is look at things this way.
Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Yes, smokers, you'll always ring the bell for pleasure with an old gold cigarette, especially today. But listen, you can't get that pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry. Therefore,
to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
What more, Old Gold's magnificent blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for delightful extra flavor.
Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness.
That's Old Gold. Whenever you can, try a pack. And look, Dad, when Junior pulls a squeeze play on you, Why be irritated? Light an old goal. And now back to Harold Lloyd and the second act of tonight's Old Gold Comedy Theater presentation, June Moon, starring Jack Carson and Frank McHugh. All right, Mr. Lloyd.
Fred Lane, the Salem Flash, may not have taken New York by storm, but he has certainly made a hit with Johnny Michaels, his collaborator. As the scene opens, these two deathless creators are seated at the Steinway, earnestly wooing the muse. In other words, a song is about to be born.
That's the part that gets me, Freddy. If we can lick this middle section, we'll be in.
But gee, it ought to be easy, Johnny. Sweet Nightbird, winging aloft.
Wait a minute. I think I've got it. Listen to this, Lucille.
Johnny, that sounds good, but isn't it a little bit familiar?
Familiar, all right. That smoke gets in your eyes.
Oh, I knew I'd heard it.
Try again, Buster.
Oh, it ought to be easy. Sweet night bird winging aloft.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Johnny, do we have to spend the whole night listening to that thing?
Yeah, I'm getting a headache. Don't you two boys ever get tired? Let's go places and do things, Freddy.
Well, all right, I'm not worried. I came to town with $200.
$200?
This guy really has talent.
Hey, wait a minute. How much of that have you got left?
$195.
This is a fast man with a buck.
Hey, this is great. Let's go out and celebrate.
Celebrate what? Gee, Mrs. Michaels, I'm living on a budget.
Oh, what do you care? Charge it off to the income tax.
Oh, gee, Miss Eileen, I can't go out tonight. You see, I got a date with a young lady.
Well, break it.
Well, I couldn't do that to Miss Edna Baker. It might hurt her feelings.
What about my feelings?
Oh, why, Miss Eileen, there must be hundreds of fellas just waiting to take you out.
Well, I don't like them. I'm interested in you, pretty boy.
Gosh, do you really mean that, Miss Eileen?
Of course, you have such a delightful personality. And you're so charming.
I am?
Of course you are. Listen to me, Freddy boy. A man like you owes it to his profession to mingle with people, go to nightclubs, and get around.
You really think it's good for my career?
Sure it is. Come on, we'll make it the Martinique. Carl Hoff's playing there tonight.
The Martinique it is. Put on your toupee, Johnny. We're hitting the high spots tonight.
Gee, you're a good dancer, Miss Eileen. You're so light on your feet.
Thanks. You're so light on them, too.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's just because I'm not used to these new dances. Back home, mostly, we do the turkey trot.
You're the partner. It must be pretty hard on the turkey.
Ah, gee, Miss Eileen, you're so witty. You know, I never met anybody like you before.
Well, how about that Miss Edna Baker you talk about?
Edna Baker? Oh, she's just a kid I met on the train. Say, that's a great idea.
Oh, what ails you now?
Kid I Met on the Train. Great title for a song. Chug, chug, chug went the choo-choo. Bing, bing, bing went the bell.
Well, you know, the thing I like about you, kid, you're so original.
Yeah.
Come on, let's hobble back to the table.
Okay.
Well, how'd you enjoy the dance, Eileen?
Oh, loved it. Pass me my bag, will you, Lucille? I think I've got a Dr. Scholl's corn plaster in there.
How'd you like the music, Freddy?
Oh, great. But you know something, Johnny? I don't think Carl Hoff remembered me. I waved at him four times as I passed the bandstand, and he never waved back.
Well, maybe he's nearsighted.
Hey, waiter, another bourbon. Holy smoke, look who just blew in. Morris Norris.
Norris Morris, who's that?
Why, he's the biggest publisher in town.
Yeah, and the hardest one to see.
Morris Norris? He looks like... He looks like a friendly chap.
Friendly as a top sergeant. Oh, brother. If we could only get him to listen to our song.
Well, that's easy, Johnny. All we have to do is to ask Carl. He'll play it for us.
Say, that's not a bad idea. Come on, Freddy, let's go up and ask him.
All right, Johnny, but you know, Carl sort of brushed me off when we passed the bandstand.
Forget it, kid. In this town, you gotta have brass. Oh, Carl, hiya.
Hello, Johnny. I know. We haven't played Don't Lift the Jukebox, Mother, but we'll get around to it pretty soon.
No, that's not what I wanted to see you about. You remember the kid here, Fred Lane.
You remember me, Carl. Civic Auditorium, Salem.
Oh, sure. Best little trumpet player I ever met.
I write lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Best little lyric writer I ever met.
Listen, Carl, me and a kid here have a great number. Morris Norris just walked in. I'd like you to play it just for a gag.
Oh, let me look at it. You got a lead sheet?
Oh, yeah, here it is. We even brought the whole arrangement. I'll pass it out while you're looking at it.
June Moon, huh? Hey, it doesn't sound too bad. All right, Johnny, I'll do it for you.
I'll sing the lyrics for you, Carl.
Oh, you will, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's one thing they say about Hoff, a glutton for punishment. All right, boys, let's take it from the top and do the best you can.
June moon shining above, will my true love come soon? June moon, I am so blue, I know that you long for her too. Sweet night bird winging aloft, singing a soft love tune, tell her to come to me here, to me and her dear June.
Thanks, Carl.
That's not bad, kid. I wish you lots of luck.
Say, Johnny, you think Morris Norris looks interested?
Interested? Why, he ate it up. Come on, let's go over and see him.
Okay. They gave it a pretty good hand, and don't forget the organist never even saw it before.
Your singing didn't do it much good, pal. Hello, Mr. Norris. You remember me? Johnny Michaels? I hate to bother you while you're talking here with your girl.
I beg your pardon. This is my wife.
Oh, I'm mighty glad to meet you, Mrs. Norris. Mr. Norris, I just came over to ask you, how did you like that tune?
What tune?
Why, June Moon. The one Carl Hoff just played.
Didn't hear it.
Well, you must have heard it, Mr. Norris. I just sang it.
June Moon shining above.
I didn't hear it. What's more, I don't want to hear it.
Well, look here, Mr. Norris. That's a terrible attitude to take.
Are you telling me how to run my business, young man?
Well, somebody ought to tell you.
You?
I know you're rich and famous, but it's guys like me that put you where you are today.
I've had about enough of this. Wait on my check, please. Come on, Zenobia. We're going home.
But, Morris, we just got here.
Zenobia, don't argue. We're going home where I can isolate myself from these pests.
Well, we may as well. My girdle is so tight, it's killing me.
Yeah, I'll get a new one.
Where am I going to get a new one? You get it for me, Big Shot.
For heaven's sake, Zenobia, stop complaining and come on home.
But, Mr. Norris...
Good night, gentlemen.
Oh, gee.
Come on, Fred. Let's get back to our table and have a drink.
Yeah. I guess there's other fish in the sea, huh?
Yeah, and we can always talk about the big one that got away. Don't let little annoyances get you down.
All right. As they say every Sunday night... Why be irritated? Light a bowl of Campbell's soup.
Well, sometimes life is maddening. Don't you agree with me, Bob Williams?
Harold, I certainly do. Here's what happens to a friend of mine. He's all set to see a swell movie, and just as he settles down in the one remaining balcony seat, the gal next to him starts cracking peanuts and tramping the shells under her feet. Now, what do you think he did? You'd be surprised. He merely leaned back and said,
"Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold."
Yes, smokers, one double feature you'll always enjoy is Old Gold's grand extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. Because, you see...
Old Gold's magnificent blend of many great tobaccos with its touch of rare, keen-tasting Latakia tobacco is conditioned with the special moisture-protecting agent we call Apple Honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. You hit the jackpot in smoking pleasure when you light an Old Gold.
Easier said than done, perhaps, since quantity is limited, and limited for these understandable reasons. First, Old Gold quality is held a full 24-carat standard. Second, our armed forces get first call on all cigarettes we make. And yet we're doing our best to assure you your share of remaining Old Golds. So, if you must take a substitute brand today, remember, your dealer may have Old Golds tomorrow. And now back to Harold Lloyd and the third act of tonight's Old Gold Comedy Theater presentation, June Moon, starring Jack Carson and Frank McHugh. All right, Mr. Lloyd.
Well, a week has passed, and it looks as though the June moon is hidden behind a big black cloud. The unfortunate incident at the Martinique seems to have started a streak of bad luck for Michaels and Lady. Yes, every publisher along Tin Pan Alley has turned thumbs down on their song.
Ah, what's the use of kidding ourselves, pal? The only guy with vision enough to publish this solid tone is Morris Norris.
Yeah, I fixed that good the other night. I guess I better go back to my hometown.
Ah, don't be discouraged, Fred. Things will start looking up.
It isn't only that, Johnny.
What's on your mind, kid?
Well, for a while, Miss Eileen acted as though she kind of liked me, but ever since that night at the Martinique, she just hasn't been the same.
Look, kid, maybe you're not so hep to city ways yet. You see, it looked for a time there like you were going to have a hit, a little dough. So Eileen kind of took a shine to you. But when the song didn't go, she just went looking for other prospects.
You mean she's a gold digger? Oh, I'll never believe that of Eileen.
Oh, Eileen's kicked around a lot. Maybe she's not so good for you. Better forget it. Look, let's make the slate clean. How about shelving June Moon and going on with some other tune?
No, sir. June Moon is a great song, and I believe in it. I'll see you later.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going over to see Morris Norris. I'm no quitter. I got a few tricks left.
Freddy, wait!
Oh. Hey, where do you think you're going, Freddy?
You almost knocked me down.
I'm sorry, Lucille. Excuse me, Eileen.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, he's got some crazy idea. He's going to sell June Moon to Morris Norris.
Well, for heaven's sake, why didn't you stop him, Johnny? He'll ruin you with Norris for life.
What are you worried about? He'll never get in to see Morris Norris.
Well, if he does, you're sunk. All he has to do is insult him the way he did the other night, and Norris will never publish a tune of yours as long as you live.
Gee, that's right. This is terrible.
What are you waiting for? Come on, we got to get up there and stop him.
What can I do for you?
Is Morris Norris in? Are you his secretary?
Yes. I suppose you want to see him.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's impossible. He's in conference.
Yeah, but look, this is very important. I represent the Keep Yourself Together Girdle Company.
Girdles? Well, maybe he isn't in conference. You go right in.
Mr. Morris Norris, I'm Fred Lane. I represent the Keep Yourself Together Girdle Company.
Well, I'm mighty glad to see you, Mr. Lane.
Thank you very much. I brought along a girdle for your wife. Here.
Why, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Why? I'd almost like to wear it myself. Thanks.
That's the finest girdle on the market.
Oh, it sure is. Thanks again.
You're entirely welcome. Now, Mr. Norris, about that song I wrote.
Song you wrote?
Mm-hmm.
What is all this?
That's June Moon. You know, Carl Hoff played it for you at the Martinique.
The Martinique? Well, I thought you looked familiar. Well, of all the dirty tricks... Get out.
Now, Mr. Norris, please, be fair. You've never even heard this
song. Get out.
Mr. Norris, didn't I give you a girdle?
Well. Well, that's true, but that's no excuse for
Mr.
coming
Mr. Norris,
in...
after all, they don't go giving them away to us either, you know. And Zenobia really needs one.
Well, she certainly does. All right, go ahead. There's the piano. You play it, and I'll listen.
Okay.
June moon shining above.
Is Mr. Norris in?
I'm sorry, Mr. Michaels, but nobody can see him. He's in conference.
We don't want to see him. All we want to know is who's in there with him.
Sorry, we don't give out confidential information.
Look, this is very serious. We've got to know who's in there with Mr. Norris.
Oh, keep your shirt on. Just some kid from a girdle factory.
Oh, he got in.
Oh, we're sunk.
That's the end of me with Morris Norris.
This is awful. He's the only guy that ever would publish your songs.
Well, hello, Michaels.
Gee, Mr. Norris.
Hello, Johnny. What are you doing here?
Hello, girls. Mr. Norris, how can I ever explain...
Explain what? You've got a terrific number. I think it's a surefire hit.
Well, congratulations.
Are you kidding?
I always told you to stick with Norris and you'd be one of the top men in the music business.
You hear that, Lucille? We're in.
I can hardly believe it.
Freddie, oh, darling, I knew you'd do it.
You knew I'd do it. That's a laugh.
Why, Freddie, what's the matter with you? Aren't you happy?
No, I'm not happy. I thought you really liked me, Eileen. But I guess you are just a gold digger. And Mr. Norris, you're a big disappointment to me, too. I thought you were a man of great vision, but it turns out your wife was just in need of a girdle. And you, Johnny, you've been nice to me, but that's only because I have a little talent as a lyric writer. You see, you had an axe to grind, too.
Well, you see, that's the big city, Freddie.
If that's the big city, you can have it.
But, Mr. Lane, what about the contract?
You can have that, too, Mr. Norris. I'm going back to Salem. I had a good job there. I'm just beginning to find out how good it was.
Waterbury! Waterbury!
Would you care for a cigarette?
Cigarette? Thanks, I'm a... Why, Miss Edna Baker.
I thought you'd never look up from behind that newspaper.
Oh, gee, it's good to see you.
Yes, it's lucky I came into the parlor car. I might never have known you were on the same train. Well, how'd New York treat you? Did you sell the song?
Mm-hmm.
You don't seem too happy about it.
Well, songwriting is okay, Edna, but there are other things in life, too. Take the girdle factory, for example.
Waterbury! Waterbury!
Well, nice meeting you again. This is where I get off.
Oh, that's too bad. It was swell talking to you.
Well... Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, wait a minute, Edna. What do you say we have a bite together? I can get off here, too. I can catch the next train.
Oh, do you really want to?
Sure, sure. Say, you know any good place where we could eat?
We might go to the Little Naples.
Little Naples? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, don't worry. It's not very expensive. Hot roast beef sandwiches, pie, and coffee, and it only comes to $1.20.
Oh, that's for me. Let me make this one thing clear. I'm going to pay both checks.
Wonderful.
Of course, you can take care of the tip.
Well, so closes the story of June Moon. Jack Carson and Frank McHugh, our thanks to you for a most entertaining half hour. And now we hope that you'll all be listening next week when the Old Gold Comedy Theater presents Pat O'Brien, June Dupree, and Tom Conway in Having a Wonderful Crime. Good night, folks. Until next Sunday. See you then.
We've promised our fighting men overwhelming superiority in weapons and equipment. We've spared nothing to give them this superiority, and we'll spare nothing to keep on giving this to them until final victory is won. We must all help pay for the tools of victory by investing every available dollar in war bonds now. And now until next Sunday evening, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. Its tobaccos are conditioned with apple honey to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. This is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.